Sanitation.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Little Soul Man. The original? Is this Sam and Dave or is it the Blues Brothers?
I think it's the Blues Brothers.
Sounds like the Blues Brothers.
I like their version.
Coming to you on a dusty road.
All right, we got some calls. I hope we get more. I'm looking for some cops, one cop, any cop, to call me and tell me your feelings about criminal defense attorneys who are really good at getting people off that you've tried to put away. Your thoughts on that and whatever else you want to talk about, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jerry is with us. Hello, Jerry.
Hey. Yeah, I heard Dan had a kidney stone. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. That was a couple of weeks ago, and we did an extensive couple of hours on kidney stones. I'm sorry you missed that.
Yeah, me too. I was going to tell him quickly, old remedy, apple cider vinegar and honey mix half and half, an ounce in the morning, ounce in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
5 days you will have no stones, gallstones, or kidney stones. I've never seen it fail.
Wow.
And the guy that taught me was 82 years old. That was in 94, and he never seen it fail.
All right. We can't... substantiate
it?
Well, we can't substantiate it. We can't endorse it. We can't recommend it ourselves, but that's strictly your recommendation, so you put it out there,
right.
And people can take it or not. It's up to them.
Yeah, as far as police and the defense attorney, I know a few police that would like to shoot a few, but we can't go there either.
No, can't go there. Thank you, Jerry.
All righty.
Yeah, it has to be frustrating. You get a monster. You want him put away, but he doesn't get put away. Because a very good, smart defense attorney knows how to keep him out of jail. And again, that is absolutely his right as an attorney, his job as an attorney, and your right as the defendant to hire him. Jeff is here. Hello, Jeff.
Frank, I am in the PM.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Well, we're missing out on Dan's misfortune, but I think we can parlay it into a type of AM and the PM game show. What, you know, guess when Dan's going to pass? Kind of a spin on a game show where we can just kind of take some odds or whatever, and then whoever wins can have like a golden, like a gold-plated
harmonica
coffee filter thing with gold. A gold stone. You know, there's potential there.
You're talking about the kidney stone. You're not talking about a talent show.
No. I'm talking about the kidney stone.
No.
I will say this. I did listen. I'm a loyal listener, and I've listened for a long time. The day you said a couple of weeks ago when they were talking about when Dan had just passed his kidney stone, I just tuned in, and he must have really, I mean, I feel for him because it must have been really a burden off his shoulder, so to speak, because I didn't even recognize Dan's voice. That's how chipper and pure, I guess, he felt, because I kept thinking, who the hell are they talking about? Stones on this show, and then when I realized it was Dan, I thought, wow, it doesn't even sound like Dan. He sounds like he's a new man.
So Tim Weiland.
Dan, you reckon? Oh, was it Tim?
Yeah, Tim Weiland was in that day. Dan was out.
Oh, it wasn't Dan. That's why he sounded so good. It was Tim Weiland.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Well, I thought it was Dan. But anyway, Anyway.
Yeah,
he knew it as soon as he did.
Yeah, I have a bad habit of that. So I also would like to know, I asked you this before, Frank, and you've said, oh, yeah, I've been on the rerun. I would listen to Frank Opinion rerun. I don't care what year it was. It's just, it's such an interesting show. I think you should do reruns. Now, you said you've done them before, but is it a problem with your advertisers?
No. I've never done them before. We have podcasts.
Yeah, that you can get go a listen podcast to, now.
But I've never published or produced or made available reruns. But it's funny you mention that, because I have a guy who wants to talk to me about taking some shows from, 25, 30 years ago and putting them all, converting them to digital format and putting them on iTunes for people to buy, literally stuff I did 30 years ago. And my problem with it is I can't imagine there's more than 20 people that would want that would pay for that. So we'll talk about it. I'm going to talk about it with him in a couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you can podcast.
I would love to know about it. I'll be the 21st person to buy it, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I still think we're missing out on the game show here for Dan's stone.
Well, one contest at a time. We're going to do our talent show Thursday. If that doesn't work, maybe we'll resort to some kidney stone contest.
Sounds great. Keep up the good work, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. And you know what? He did give me an idea. He said something, a gold-plated something. What if the talent winner got a gold-plated harmonica? Now, granted, it would be spray-painted gold, but still gold harmonica.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now you're talking on a base, like a crystal or fake crystal base. So I think we got something here. Evan, how are you, Evan?
I heard you on the radio here in St. Louis, and I wanted to talk about this Scott.
I know who you are. I know who you are. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Before we get into me, can I just address your question? I think as far as cops go, I think privately, they may not admit to it, but sure, how can you not? It's human nature to be happy if that guy gets busted, if he's especially taking, reducing sentences of your arrest and whatnot. It's human nature. As far as victims in the past that with offenders, he's gotten their sentences reduced, I'm sure it brought a smile to their face as well. I'm sure, in fact, definitely it did. And as far as his clout in the future, maybe a little bit. You'll be less feared in the courtroom, maybe.
I don't think so, but I agree with you that if they're honest, cops, a lot of cops around here right now are going, yeah, busted, because, I don't know, you're right, it's human nature to want to kind of gotcha every once in a while. Now, I know you want, look, you're the first person, Evan, for those who don't know, is a former radio sportscaster, former, the key word, the smart word, and you're the first person that, you sent me a text about Donald Sterling. I didn't know who Donald Sterling was. I didn't even know what you were referring to, because I hadn't heard the story, but now everybody knows the story. I'm going to give you a minute or two to just lay it out there, but understand, I don't want to go on and on about it, only because I can't imagine there's anything to say that has not been said.
I just think that the NBA commissioner did what he had to do. I think you separate here. Donald Sterling is protected under the Constitution and can express those views. And the NBA has a right to disassociate with him completely and ban him for life. I mean, he is he owns an organization, and the NBA is 90% black. This is not really a legal issue as far as I'm concerned. If you want to say, is this worse than what O.J. Simpson did? From a sports standpoint, yes, because this is not the O.J. Simpson murder is not a really a sports issue. I'm fine with Orenthal James Simpson still keeping his bust in the NFL Hall of Fame for what he did on the court there. But this affects, is not a legal issue. This affects people have to feel comfortable coming into the Staples Center. Black fans, minority fans, players who play for him have to feel comfortable.
All right, let me stop you for a second, because I want to make sure they don't misunderstand you. You don't, maybe don't realize it, but you just said a while ago, this is worse than what OJ did. And I know you don't mean the kid, this is not worse than killing him.
Before you run with that, from a sports standpoint, as far as the effect on the world.
Oh, sure.
As far as affecting the sports world, the sports landscape,
right.
People feeling inferior. Yes, I don't think the O.J. Simpson case, he happened to play sports, and then after his career, he in my mind, he wasn't proven guilty for that, but that he murdered two people.
No, I understand, I agree with you. Look, this guy's toast. The sad news is he's 80, 81. Whatever they do, it's not really going to matter, because the guy's going to be dead before long. He's always going to have plenty of money. They could force him to sell the team for, $400 million, even though it's worth $650. He only paid, $12 million or $18, whatever. He's still going to walk away with a pile of money. And no matter what happens, you can't really hurt him, but you can make a statement to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again, so that somebody else down the line gets the message. You're not going to do much to him. He's too old.
This isn't even about him. This is about he can't be associated with the NBA. They led the NBA yesterday. I mean, you're in the sponsorship business. They lost 15 major sponsors, or the Clippers did. I mean, it just, you can't associate with him. He's going to get to live his life freely. He's not going to prison, and that's it. He'll be lucky. He should watch out for his safety. I mean, I do think that this woman who taped him probably had an agenda.
Sure she did.
Probably had an extended... All of that is all true, probably, Frank, but the fact of the matter is that he said it, and there's no running from it.
All right, here's what has to happen. He has to be absolutely immediately dissociated from the team, and here's why. We're punishing the players. We're punishing the fan. When you pull those advertisers away, you're punishing all kinds of people who don't deserve to be punished. You have to do it to make the statement, get this guy out of the NBA. And then once that's done, the advertisers should all come back so that everybody else can go on with their lives.
And one thing that people who don't, I've found the reaction from this, who don't get this, is older, but not just older, white men. They think this is too severe. They don't get it. They say, it's just another old white racist. But it's not. It's fine if he's just somebody. Charles Barkley, who I love him, he said it very well. He said, racist and KKK members, or even black people who are racist towards white people, if they're just out there, they have no power. But if you're rich and you control people's jobs, then it's a different story. You have to take action, because this person controls people's jobs in an industry where it's 90% black, and fans are coming to the arena and they have to feel comfortable, just like they flew Ron Artest during the NBA during the Malice at the Palace. Fans had to feel safe. The NBA players can't run in the stands. They suspended him for 70 games, which many people thought was too much. Kids, little kids have to walk into the arena. The NBA has to be privy to all of that. They can't have him anywhere near. And just be careful with the word former. You know that I don't like to give up. And if I can quote a rapper, LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback, Frank. All right?
All right. Well, this appearance on the phone right now will certainly not be your radio comeback.
All right, but you keep it up. All right,
Evan, thank you.
And I just caught you on the radio. I'm driving on Watson Road, and you stirred my passions.
Well,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Evan. Bye-bye. That's a guy who's gotten out of the radio business. It scares me that he said maybe not former. That tells me he's still thinking about maybe getting in radio. Don't do it! Take my advice. Don't do it. Who's next? Bob, I believe. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Frank, I've been hearing it forever, and I don't know the story. What is the story with the always word? And
anyway.
Anyway. Not always.
Anyway. Pardon me. Anyway. Yes.
All right.
I'll hang up and listen, but I'm just curious. I've been hearing it for years, and I'm like, where
Bob, as soon as you hang up, I'll tell you the story right now.
All right.
Okay?
Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Here's the deal. Bernice, the late, great, beloved Bernice, said anyway all the time. And we all know people who say it all the time. They'll be telling a story. They'll go, so anyway, it's kind of like the people. It's kind of like the people that say like. So I'm like, well, I don't think I'll go. And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, it's because I don't want to. And he's like, well, why don't you want to? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And then you just go, enough!
Yeah.
Enough! So she did it with anyway. She couldn't say three sentences without saying anyway. And then when she did it, it made us aware, more aware, of how many times people say anyway. And you listen when you're out talking to people. I hear it all the time. I go to lunch somewhere, and the people next to me. So anyway, he called me the other day, and blah, 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 blah. And anyway, so what we did was we just lifted Bernice the word anyway.
Anyway.
But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So every time somebody says it, and I'm going to tell you something, you can ask anybody who's a longtime listener to this show, any one of us will tell you, every time I hear somebody say it, and it's caused me to try to never say it. I think it's rare if I do it, because every time I hear it in my head, I hear her voice.
It takes over your life. Yeah,
it does.
Whenever you're
I hear
out,
her
you hear it, you go,
anyway. Every time I hear somebody say it, and I get emails all the time, and in the email, if somebody types anyway, rather than just go back and delete it, they'll put in parentheses, oh, I hear Bernice.
Yeah.
Even when they're thinking it, they hear her voice. So, Bob, that's what the anyway thing is about. It's about Bernice, who said it all the time and made us aware of how much so many of us say it, and has caused, she's responsible for a lot of people not saying it very much anymore. My goodness, I can't believe it.
Norman, I know.
Norman is on the phone, and where has Norman? Norman, where have you been? Where have you been, Norman?
I've been around. I've been hiding behind this tree and that tree. And
hiding behind this tree and that tree.
Yeah.
What do you do behind the tree when you're hiding?
Peekaboo you. Follow me.
Peekaboo you. Norman, seriously, why have we not?
In the AM and the PM.
There you go. Now, Norman, seriously, why have we not heard from you?
I've been busy having my teeth pulled. I'm going to get 20th of May next month.
Now, wait, you've been busy having them pulled, but they're not going to be pulled till next month.
No, next month.
Yeah, but why have we not heard from you for the
last... I'm going to have the rest of them pulled, too.
Norman,
why
have we not heard from you for a couple of months?
We've just been busy, I guess. You've been writing any new music for us?
Well, got one here.
Oh, he's got one.
He's got one. Feel free to take your time.
I hope Biden and Rosemary is listening to this here.
I'm sorry?
He wants Rosemary to listen to this if she's out.
Oh, Rosemary. I think Rosemary's a woman you like. Is that right?
I miss Rosemary Bowler.
Mm-hmm. Rosemary Bowler?
I miss Rosemary Bowler. What I like about you, we've been prayer partners for many, many years. That's what I like about you.
That was good.
Now, what does that mean, that you're prayer partners?
Prayer warriors.
Prayer warriors.
Prayer warriors.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Pray for everyone and that type of thing.
Do you pray for us on this show?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, thank you.
Good, we need it.
We sure do. appreciate that.
In the AM and the PM.
Well, yeah. Now, for those
and,
who don't...
Something
I'm sorry?
Else, like, I'm going to play... happy birthday roll call if it has a birthday.
Oh, good.
Okay, for everybody has a birthday, Norman's going to play happy birthday roll call, which, again, I never heard it called that. I just always knew it was happy birthday to you. But it's happy birthday roll call. So, Norman, take it away. This is for everybody has a birthday today. I don't believe you've heard this before. Go ahead, Norman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, man,
before, don't start emailing me. Don't start emailing me saying, "Oh, what was the instrument Norman was playing?" It was a kazoo.
That's right. He's proficient on the kazoo,
and he's perfected the art of drowning out the kazoo with his own humming. And not many can do that. Usually, the kazoo is prominent, but
you like to go to the zoo and play the kazoo for the animals.
You like to go to the zoo and play the kazoo for the animals.
Yeah.
You know, there's a song, Norman, there's a song there. We need to work on that. Going to the zoo with my kazoo. He likes that. I'm telling you, we might have something here.
He really likes that.
I'm going to the MPM.
Oh, yeah. Or even a kid's book called Little Boy Blue Takes His Kazoo to the St. Louis Zoo.
I'll play something else here.
Oh,
take me out to the
ball game. Oh, I love that. I have not heard that for a while.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Norman, what do you think about my idea of a children's book, and it would be called Little Boy Blue Takes His Kazoo and Entertains the Animals at the St. Louis Zoo? What do you think?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that for you. What else is going on, Norman? And let's talk about Rosemary for a minute. Where is Rosemary? Does she live in the facility where you live? Or?
No, she dug my garden's green.
Norman lives with his sister, correct?
Oh, that's right. Now, do you get to visit Rosemary?
I wish I could sometime.
What would you like? Why would you like to visit her? What would your intentions be? Would they be
pray with her?
That's what I think. When I think of women that I want to be with, that's what I think. I like that. Boy, I see a girl on TV is really hot. I go, I'd like to get with her and pray with her. That's what I think. We have that in
pray.
Please.
Oh, no, that's begging.
Yes.
When you're a prayer warrior, you pray for everyone. Pray for everyone on the outside out there listening in.
Yes, that's a great attitude.
Jim saved.
That's good.
That's a great attitude, Norman.
After
Norman,
your church here.
Norman,
AM and PM.
Norman, we've missed you, and please don't wait so long to call us.
Okay.
We all look forward to it, Norman.
Well, the audience really does look forward to it.
We've had people ask where you are.
Down here.
I'm sorry?
All the way from Sullivan down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Norman, we get emails from people, and they write, "Where's Norman? Where's Norman?" So that's pretty funny. So we don't want you to wait so long till you call us next time.
Okay. Peace be with us all.
God, all right.
God bless America again. In the AM and the PM.
Thank you, Norman.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Norman. The great Norman. What did we do? Norman's last name? Do we know his? We know his last name, don't we?
Yeah, I think so.
What
is it? I don't remember what
it is. Got it somewhere. Norman. And again, I've never heard anyone play the kazoo that way, where you can't hear the kazoo. That's a special gift.
Well, it's years and years of practice.
Yeah.
Because the kazoos that I've heard, you can't even hear the person's voice. It's all the kazoo sound. But Norman found a way to change all that. It put a whole new sound to the kazoo. All right, that was Norman. We got to take a break and do some business. Now, listen to me, folks. 2 weeks from this Saturday night is this Window World Trivia Night. I'll start begging if I have to start begging, and I know how this always works. We get closer and closer, and then, the 11th hour, along comes the knight in shining armor to save the day. I need money, and I need money for two couples to sit at the large morning show in the afternoon table with Dan and Tammy and Peon and Angela. Londoff's going to be there with two tables. You can harass him. You can be his buddy. You can eat his food. It's in Maryland Heights. It's May 17th, which is 2 weeks from this Saturday, in the Maryland Heights Center Auditorium. Please help us out here. I refuse to go backwards. Every year we do this. This show brings more money in for St. Jude Children's Hospital than any other group, individual, organization that buys a table or even multiple tables. And it only happens because every year, somebody out there listening, and maybe somebody is you, coughs up some money to have a really good time that night. There's somebody coughing up money now. But that's not enough. You need to cough up more. Now, I could play this game. I could play the game. Okay, let's start the bidding. Give me 200, 300. We could do that. And maybe if I have to in a couple of days, I'll do that. We'll start there. What I'd like to do is just take you where I'd like this thing to end up anyway and just get it over with. Get it done. $1,500 per couple. You know who you are if that amount of money will not change your life. It won't. The only way it'll change your life is you can feel real good about where it's going to go, and that's St. Jude Children's Hospital, where there's never a charge. No matter who you are, doesn't matter what your financial situation for the room, if there's lodging needed for the family, for these kids with terminal illnesses, it's a fantastic place. That's where all this money goes. Window World is very, very big on St. Jude Children's Hospital. May 70. Look, you can call now. You can email me. I don't care how you do it. Send me a phone number so I can call you and verify you are who you are. This is important. And there are only two, maybe three times a year that this show takes a break from whatever else it is we do and begs for money. And every time we do it, it's for a great cause. The next one up will be Friends of Kids with Cancer. And that'll be for dinner with me and my wife and two other couples. But right now, we're talking about the trivia night, May 17th. Please, if you know you've done well, if you have kids who don't have cancer or a terminal illness, if you have kids and they're healthy, and I am one of those people, you got to start thinking about the people who aren't that lucky and all the money that's necessary for all the medical staff and the equipment and the research that's needed. Go pull St. Jude up and look at those numbers. We shared the numbers with you the other day. Look at the survival rate of these kids that go to St. Jude. It has gone from 1962 to something like 4% to something like 90% for some of the most deadliest diseases. That's because they got enough money from people for research and the best of doctors. So help us out here. May 17th. You're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time, and you can feel real good about the money. Two couples, $3,000 total, $1,500 apiece. Let's get this done. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. Thank you in advance, and if you need to talk it over with your boss when you get home, gentlemen, go ahead and do that, and then shoot me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. And that is, of course, all brought to you by Window World. And the other thing that's brought to you by Window World is the country's leading replacement window, the number one seller in the country, Window World, $189 for each window. Window World, stlouis.com. Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Timothy Weiland.
They have just cleared that accident on southbound 270 before Manchester. All lanes are now open, but boy, traffic is a solid jam now from Dorset down through Manchester. Westbound 40, you've got the slowdown between Science Center and McCausland, but then you're slow again. Clayton Warson out through Highway 270, and that's folks trying to ramp on to southbound 270. You're a little heavy again from 141 out through Clarkson. Eastbound 270 stacking up now at McDonald through New Florist. And southbound 55 looks pretty good. Northbound 55, the right lane is backed up approaching Park. You have that construction north and southbound 255 between 270 and 5570. And on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge, you're down to one lane. Traffic is backed up to Highway 111. And this traffic report brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey.
Marty, how are you?
I'm wondering, though, if there are spoiler alerts for Kevin Spacey's friends. Or they say, well, I'm a season behind. Hold on. I'm a couple episodes behind. Don't tell me what happens to your character. Do you get that?
Oh, I believe in the fact that we're in a non-spoiler generation. I think it's really cool. Nobody cares anymore that something's on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. You know, they want to watch it at their own pace.
If I asked you to do a little Carson, is that too cliche?
No, it's not too cliche, but I don't normally work on the... What day of the week is it? Yeah, I don't normally work on this day. I'm normally off.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis has gone from a buyer's market to a seller's market when it comes to real estate. And do you know what you should do to sell your home? You want to know what is a waste of time and you want to know what you absolutely must do to get top dollar for your house? I do. Call Kathy Helbig. Kathy Helbig has been a top producing realtor in the St. Louis metropolitan area for 17 years. Call her and her group. She will tell you exactly what you need to do and exactly what is a waste of time for you to sell your home. You've seen her on KSDK Channel 5. She's their real estate expert, and now she's our real estate expert. She leads a large team of buyer specialists, seller specialists, marketing experts, and home sales. She's a go-getter, and she's one of a kind. You need to see it to believe it. To find out more, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com. Don't do anything with your home until you call Kathy Helbig or KathyHelbig.com.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Funtown inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena, yes, or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Funtown take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Funtown is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 at Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Funtown, where they take fun seriously.
Think refinancing is a hassle? Wrong. Not if you're dealing with the right mortgage company. There's a locally owned and operated mortgage company here in St. Louis specializing in financial help. Notice I said help. Helping you get the lowest possible rates in the quickest possible time. You see, at Stewart's American Mortgage, you're dealing directly with the owner, Stuart Rosenblum. And we all know there's no better way to get things done more quickly and economically than that. No middlemen, no information passed around. You're saving time and money by dealing with the top guy right from the start. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. Online at stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440. Funds are currently available, but you must act now. StewartsAMC.com, 314-324-4440.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44 Outdoor Living or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
If you've tried everything and still have pain, you need Athletic Sports Medicine. Their medical doctors will diagnose and rehabilitate your injury with manual therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and sports psychology coaching. Dr. Tebow is a specialist in chiropractic care. If you have pain in your neck, back, or legs for any reason, ask for Dr. Tebow. Athletic Sports Medicine at 94 and Hamseth Roads in St. Charles can help. Call 636-552-4275. Online at athleticsportsmedicine.com.
Bless you. Don't let allergies hold you back.
Swing by Walgreens to get the allergy relief you need to start feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Remote your Cab Calloway.
Man knows his music.
Or some of it, anyway. We all mourn today the death of DJ Easy Rock, a rapper. That's all I want to say about it. I'll start choking up if I talk too much about it. Joe Hipperson's supposed to be with us now. He's not. This is taking place a little bit more often than I like. We're going to get that fixed, or we'll get another segment. Hopefully he'll be with us Thursday. So this gives us time to talk for you to call, for us to kick around whatever it is that you want to kick around. Real quickly, my Scott Rosenblum story. Scott Rosenblum was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving right after midnight last night. And he's St. Louis is probably without any question leading criminal defense attorney. Told the story once before. I'll tell it again, give you the quick version. I don't run in the high society circles in St. Louis. I'm not that country club, picture of me in Ladue News, socialite. We don't do that. But I had a friend who was very well known, and his name was Jerry Clinton. Jerry Clinton was very wealthy, and he deserved to be wealthy because he worked really hard. He grew up in the projects, went to Hadley Tech. And I was lucky enough that once a year, we got invited to his country home for his company party he threw every year for employees and good friends. And I was considered myself to be lucky to be on that list. One year I go, and Scott Rosenblum is there. And he walked over to me, put out his hand, and he says, "Scott Rosenblum." And I said, "I know exactly who you are, and I will not shake your hand." And he just stared at me, and I said, "You know why?" I said, "You defended the guy who murdered our dog and who murdered our neighbor's dog and who we all know murdered six dogs on our street. Cold-blooded murder. Dog murderer. Can't shake the hand of a man who defends people like that." And he started to talk to me, and I talked to him. And the more we talked, the more it made sense to me that somebody has to do that job. And that if we ever got to a point where people didn't have the right to hire the best defense attorney they could hire, it'd be a pretty sad country. And the last thing he said to me, and the reason I shook his hand, was he said, "Just let me give you this to think about." He said, "If you ever find yourself in really, really big trouble, serious trouble, you're going to call me." And I said, "You know what?
You couldn't necessarily argue with that."
No, I said, you know what? And I shook his hand because what he said made sense to me. I may not like some of the people that he's defended or the outcome of it, but buddy, if what would keep me from prison would be this guy, whatever it cost, I would call him. And it was an interesting
I've only been in court one time. I'm not a guy who makes the news, and maybe I should. Maybe I'd have a bigger career if I could be caught like Hugh Grant with some transvestite or something, but I don't think that's going to be happening with me. But I was in the courtroom twice in my life. One time because a gigantic communications corporation, Gannett, came after me because they said I didn't have the right to leave to go to another station, when in fact I did have the right, and I won that whole thing. But, buddy, it was a miserable, miserable experience, and I was sick inside, nervous and scared I'd never work in radio again because they threatened all kinds of things, and they lost and ended up hiring me again after all that 5 years later. So that's the one time I've been in court. And the other time was with Rosenblum for this dog thing. And we get to the courthouse downtown, and literally at the last minute, before we're supposed to go in and this trial's supposed to start, he gets his client to plead guilty. Change of plea to guilty, which meant reduced punishment. And in St. Louis County at that time, nobody had ever gone to jail for killing a dog. Killing a dog is a misdemeanor, believe it or not. Torturing a dog is a felony. Now, who is it that out there decides that the dog that was killed wasn't tortured? How do you make that call? Because I say our dog was tortured, and so did the pathologist, the vet that did the autopsy on the dog. Absolutely was tortured. But in the eyes of the law, unless you can prove torture, unless you got pictures of a dog on fire or hanging skinned alive, or it's just dog murder, and that's a misdemeanor. You shoot a dog, drop it, bullet in the head, misdemeanor. And so he is defending this scumbag. And I felt really good about the outcome because the guy ended up doing a little jail time, and nobody to that point ever in St. Louis County had done jail time over a misdemeanor dog murder. But I put a lot of effort into it, and you have an opportunity in a case like that to speak before the judge before he imposes whatever slap on the wrist it's going to be. And I made a pretty compelling speech to him as to why I thought he ought to go above and beyond to send a message to this guy, and he did. And Rosenblum was the attorney for that guy. He was also Leonard Little's attorney, if you remember that case. And then we could go through a whole list of things. But my guess here is that he's a real smart guy. And the fact that it says suspicion of drunken driving, he said he was exhausted and he was tired. And I'm going to say that's what it's going to end up being settled as. He was real tired and exhausted. He probably didn't take the breathalyzer. But here's the other question, and then we'll move on here. And I think it's a good one. It mentioned he was driving a 2013 Bentley. That's a very expensive car. When you are arrested like that, what happens to your car? If they who's in charge of that very expensive car? Do they put a big old metal hook on it and drag it through it with a tow truck? Does somebody get in it and drive it for you? I just think
maybe with something like that, they let them. I don't know.
As a car guy, that would actually be as big a concern to me as am I going to jail? How are you going to tow my car? Don't scratch my car, because it's an expensive car, and some cars have to be towed a certain way. You can't just take any old tow truck and, lift them up on one end and drag them by the other wheels. All right, Bill Cleveland is on the way, isn't he?
Yes.
I believe. You want me to hold off and let you break and come back to Bill? How do you want to do
sure,
this?
Sure, we can do that.
Time. Let's take a break. We come back. Bill Cleveland will be with us on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they had cleared that accident on southbound 270 before Manchester. Now we've got a stalled vehicle northbound 270 blocking the center lane just before Highway 40, and traffic is backed up approaching Manchester. You do have baseball traffic starting to trickle in on eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason, getting a little heavy 170 through Big Bend. This traffic report brought to you by TrueCar.com. In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Severe weather can happen at any time.
Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download this app, STL Taxi. It's free, and it's a great way, a quick way, to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill.
Actually in the Grand Rapids, Michigan this afternoon, but I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Yeah. Well, there's a new list of the most difficult jobs in the world out today.
And radio.
You know it, number one is a PR director for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, I'll say.
Yeah, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling been banned now for life from the NBA for making racist comments. And just keeps getting worse. Today he changed the name of the team to the L.A. Redskins. What are you thinking? And Craig Ferguson, I guess, is leaving his late-night show on CBS.
Yeah.
He'll be replaced by Jay Leno. He's ready to go.
Of course.
He's ready.
Of course he
will. And a Japanese guy, lived to be 116, released 10 guidelines for living a long life. The first two were exercise every day and eat small portions.
Hmm.
Or as Americans put it, and I'll just live till we're 80. and finally this afternoon.
Put me down for that category. I'll just live till 80.
Sir. Yes, sir. Oh, this was kind of cute. Prince George just visited the zoo for the first time.
Hmm.
And George, he was especially thrilled with the elephants. You know, he'd never seen ears almost as large as Grandpa's before.
Oh, man, he's got some ears.
Yeah. The Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
All right, good stuff today, Bill. Thank you. That guy travels the globe.
He does.
Bill Cleveland. All right, don't go away. It's 5 o'clock.